Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, a warm breeze is making for a comfortable morning. Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies, perfect for a stroll. Haifa enjoys similar conditions, with sunshine expected throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 4 hours ago, a report discusses how Qatar has emerged as an enemy state of Israel, using funding and propaganda to exert influence without launching missiles. Also, according to Israel Hayom, 18 minutes ago, Eid Zenkot, chairman of the Yashar Party, expressed a different view from Naftali Bennett on whether Qatar is an enemy state during a conference. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Hamas is nearing an agreement to transfer its weapons to a new post-war Gaza security force. Earlier today, the IDF targeted a Hamas sniper in Gaza. Separately, JNS reports from an hour ago that the United States has struck dozens of IRGC sites in response to Iranian attacks. This follows warnings from President Trump of a strong U.S. retaliation. And finally, I-24 News revealed 4 hours ago that the U.S. completed a series of strikes against Iran after a six-day pause. President Trump is considering a significant air campaign against Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported 30 minutes ago that Iranian sources told the New York Times the drone strike on a U.S. gas tanker in Egypt was a warning from Tehran about escalating global disruptions. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted 37 minutes ago that the U.S. military attacked Iranian targets overnight and the Jordanian military intercepted missiles from Iran this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya, an IDF spokesperson, shared 41 minutes ago that the IDF eliminated a Hamas sniper unit leader in Gaza earlier this week. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Qatar's influence, Israel Hayom reports that although Qatar does not launch missiles, it poses a threat through financial and media channels that support destabilizing elements in the region. This raises concerns about how indirect warfare impacts national security. Turning to Azenkot's remarks, his stance on Qatar contrasts with Bennett's, highlighting differing political views on how to handle Qatar's influence. Israel Hayom notes this could affect future diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Hamas's potential agreement to hand over weapons to a new security force in Gaza. This move aims to stabilize the region post-conflict. The IDF's targeted strikes earlier today demonstrate ongoing security challenges. In related news, JNS reports the U.S. responded to Iranian provocations with a forceful military action. The strikes follow President Trump's warning, showcasing American resolve. This highlights the delicate balance of power in the region. Finally, I-24 News indicates the U.S. is contemplating a larger military response against Iran. This comes after the recent heavy strikes, underscoring escalating tensions. Civilians and regional allies are closely monitoring these developments. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reported earlier that Avigdor Lieberman warns Israel to prepare for the end of American aid. He suggests overhauling the national budget to ensure future financial stability. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the recent sharp decline in chip stocks. The SOX index saw significant losses after a year of growth, driven by a surge in AI investments. And finally, CTEC reports that OpenAI has partnered with Sheba Medical Center, marking the first collaboration with a hospital outside the U.S. This strategic alliance allows Israeli physicians to access advanced AI healthcare models. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.